Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Felix Chavez as my special expert guest. Felix Chavez is an internationally renowned dance teacher. He is a professional choreographer and winner of the prestigious Feather Award. Mr. Chavez is recognized internationally as an extraordinary coach and choreographer of the art of the tango, Latin, and ballroom dance. Felix teaches instructors and professional world champions and has worked with many celebrities, including James Coburn, Joan Rivers, Thelma Hopkins, Casey Biggs of Star Trek, Laura Herring, Miss USA, Tommy and Shelby Chong of Cheech and Chong, Michael Peters, Shelley Duvall, Stephanie Zimbalist, and many others. Felix has 52 years of teaching and dance experience. He specializes in the proper fundamentals of body control and movement and balance technique. Felix teaches an elegant and graceful authentic tango, Argentino, and all Latin and ballroom dances. Felix Chavez resides in Toluca Lake, California. Good morning, Felix, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning, Corey.
Well, it's great to have you on the show, and I know Tracy is excited because you are a personal friend and mentor and know so much about the wonderful art and sport of ballroom and Latin dancing. But can you tell us how you first got involved in the dance industry, please, Felix?
That's a long story, but I'll make it short. I was called an ox when I first got out of the Navy when I started dancing, and that following Monday, I was asked, let's go learn to dance. So we started learning, and that's what started it all.
Going way back now, I know you don't have any problem, but how old are you now, and how long have you been dancing?
Since 1956. I'm 76 years old now.
That's amazing. And so really, dancing is something, it's a sport that anyone can do, and there's no age limit to it, is there?
Absolutely, no age limit. I have a 92-year-old student and an 86-year-old student that does a full split still.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
so what do you find inspires you about dancing? Why are you attracted to it?
Well, it keeps me young and still dancing strongly at this very age of 26. And I meet a lot of gorgeous women, like my new partner, which is I'm dancing now, which she was former Miss South Pacific. And still look like it. Also, I meet a lot of wonderful people from all walks of life and many celebrities.
Now, you know, dancing is more than just a physical movement. There's a lot more to it. And I'm sure that when you connect with your students, you learn a lot about them. But what do you find out about people through the dancing?
A lot of students have come up to me and says, thank you for teaching me dance and the way you have been doing it has saved my life. So we call it, in fact, in tango, one of the students said, tango saves, tells everybody. And she does it because emotionally she was a very big wreck when I first started with her. But then now she's very confident and wonderful. Most of them do that.
What about the male? I know that you mostly teach females. And I don't know, do you teach males also?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So what do you find with males? Are they inhibited emotionally, or are they afraid to show their emotion? Does dance bring that out?
Well, you know, it has been thought that dancing was silly, and men feel that way. But now I think they're finding out that it takes a little more than silliness to be able to dance. It takes a lot of strength, you know, and it relieves a lot of emotions. It's wonderful. Once they get started, they just go on for it.
Now, what about the different forms of dance? You know, when we say dance, of course, that brings up all kinds of things to different people, but you specialize in Latin and in ballroom, is that correct?
Yeah, and the tango Argentino.
Okay, and the tango. So maybe you can give us an idea of the different types of dances that are recommended. Like when we're watching on television dancing with the stars and we see them, they're so brilliant and they look so beautiful and they're all made up. But there's a real technology to dance, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of technique involved and a lot of emotion. And there's a little bit different characteristics of each dance. For instance, the ones the things you see in Dancing with the Stars, it's mostly competitive dancing, and you have social dancing, and you have, and it's so many things involved. Dance falls into two major categories. That is, it's done for emotional release and emotional stress of the individual dancer with regard to possible interests of the spectator. And on the other hand, which is done for the enjoyment of the spectator, either as an exhibition of skill, like in Dancing with the Stars, the telling of a story, the presentation of pleasurable designs, or the communication of emotional experiences.
Now, what about the different types of dances? You know, like I have a little bit of experience with Tracy. I know the swing and the foxtrot and the Latin dances. From my point of view, they'd look much more difficult. But how does somebody start? Like if they want to take some ballroom, what type of dance would you start teaching them first off?
Whatever inspires them, whatever dance they like, you know, when they see, they like to do cha-cha, the rumba, or foxtrot, the tango, and whatever characteristic they like, they could start with that and get the character of it. It's whatever each individual likes anyway.
I see. So if you see something that you like on the television, or if you saw a friend dancing a certain way, then
yeah.
What's the next step? How does somebody find a good dance teacher?
Shop around, because there's a lot of teachers out there trying to teach that don't know anything about dancing. And they have a few lessons in there, get a little ahead of the novice student. So you have to go to a reputable school and try out the instructors and investigate, because, you know, there's a lot of instructors from well-known chain studios, and there's private studios and independent studios. But I think the most important thing is to check the instructors and what their reputation is and how long they have been dancing, especially because a dancer, a real teacher that can show you dancing, needs at least 5 to 10, 20 years of experience before they can really teach anything that is substantial in dance.
Are there any education standards in dance teaching that dance teachers have passed? Do they take tests, and how do they become a dance teacher?
There's the international schools that have that categories of teaching of associate members and so forth, bronze, silver, and gold. And you have qualifications, and to have the, especially the major schools have, you know, that belong to societies that teach dancing.
What about the Fred Astaire or the Arthur Murray? Are these methods that these great dancers developed themselves and then created a business that just stemmed from that?
Yeah, yeah, they're good schools, but on the other hand, they have new teachers, so it's kind of hard to find out. And many, many are very fantastic teachers. I started with Arthur Murray's and Fred Astaire and Guys and Dolls. And then we grow from there, and because they have a great curriculum in teaching dancing in the categories of bronze, silver, and gold. But on the other hand, a student has to demand an experienced teacher, even though they're from those schools.
I see. Now, I know also from Tracy that there's a difference between the amateur status and the professional. So what's the difference between the two?
Well, the amateur are just it's a hobby. You know, they practice maybe twice, three times a week. And the professional makes money out of it.
And do most professional dancers teach as well as dance for generating revenue, or are they able to do both?
Some do both. Some do just one, just generate business. But I think they should be very dedicated to do both, teach and dance, and perfect their dancing. Because I've seen a lot of teachers that dance. They are supposed to call themselves teachers. They can't dance, or they don't look very professional. They look very amateur. In fact, I see a lot of so-called professionals that look amateur to me.
I see. Now, you've been dancing a long time. What changes have you seen in the dance world? Have they been positive or negative?
Oh, I think mostly it's positive. Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, it's a lot of changes. Styles change. But technique, if we stay with the character of the original indigenous characters of a dance, then it remains the traditional heritage of whatever dance it's being performed. That would be great to study, and most people don't do that.
They specialize in the tango, and I know there's different types of tango, but maybe you can tell us more about the type that you specialize in and what's required, what type of instruction you provide.
I've been teaching tango Argentina since the 60s, and tango Argentino is totally different from the American tango, the French tango, the international tango, because it requires a lot of emotion. It's a story of dialogue between a partner telling each other a story, an emotional life that happens to it. Where the other tango, they work a lot of on technique and presentation and lines and forms and steps. Right? Tango has to have all the characters, even in those other dances.
In many sports, it's about scoring goals or putting the ball through the hoop, and there's all kinds of contact, and there's individual sports and team sports. Now, in ballroom dance, for example, it appears as if the ballroom dancer, the dancer's appearance, is very important. Are they judged on their appearance as well as their dance skills?
Yeah, but I think the majority is the dance skills. The appearance helps a lot. They have the proper attire and so forth, especially if they're competing.
So the grooming, I noticed, very, very important. Like, for example, in ice skating, you see that the grooming of the competitor is very important.
Certainly.
But probably no other sport ranks as high as the Latin or ballroom dance. Would you agree in terms of grooming?
Yeah, that's true. They always have to have that beautiful presentation as well with it, where they're groomed.
Tracy talks about you and knowing you from her past and that you've always had an interest in health food and dietary supplements. How did you develop an interest in that?
I was losing strength and ability, and I said, hey, I'm not eating correct. I better start eating. And so I looked into nutrition, and of course, I followed your supplements, and they're great.
Are you making a shake every once in a while, taking some vitamins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every day.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, do you go to health food stores to shop sometimes as well, or have you been to any clinics, or have you been to any lectures?
No, just the health food stores. I go to the health food store, get the good stuff, and bring it home. And then I have some supplements that I go along with it, because if I didn't have the supplements, I don't think I have, because sometimes I don't have time to eat. But I have the shake and all that things, and it'll help a lot.
So do you have many clients, and do you have quite a crazy schedule, a lifestyle that you live by?
Oh, yeah. I have quite a few clients, and I'm still dancing. And I even have an 85-year-old that wants to do a little exhibitions, and she's great. She does it still at 86. She does a split and things like that, and yoga.
What are some of the additional exercise and strategies for skill training, like besides the actual dancing? Do you do a fair amount of stretching?
Oh, yeah. You have to stretch, and you also have to strengthen your legs and your calves to support what you're doing, especially the core. Not too much of a strenuous exercise in the gym, but enough that will supplement the dance, depending on what skills you want to arrive at. If you want to be really good, competitive, you really have to get in shape.
What are some of the common injuries that dancers experience?
Knees. If you are not working properly, the knees go, and the ankles and the hips and the lower back. But if the alignments are learned correctly, how to align your body, how to carry it without stress, that'll help a lot on relieving those injuries. I see a lot of dancers have injured themselves because they do movements that are contrary to the natural movement of the body. So therefore, that puts a lot of stress on the joints. But if they know how to move, like the hip action in Latin, most of the hip action in Latin is either not there or when it's there, is done a little more strenuous than it's supposed to be. Because many years ago I studied from Cuba, and he says it taught me the natural movement, and it doesn't put any stress. You can move your hips totally without and still have 100 pounds on your shoulders. Whereas the other way, the American style or the international style, you put 100 pounds on your shoulder, you break your back.
So the styles vary in that regard. What about footwear, Felix? How important is footwear for the dancer?
Oh, the dancers have to have proper dance shoes that have suede underneath. You know, not the street shoes don't work. You got to feel the full floor. You got to feel your movement. And with the street shoes, it just impedes all kind of movement. That's correct.
Do they make special dance shoes for teachers, or is this something you have to find yourself?
There's a dance school. There's dance shoes. There's a lot of websites that sell dance shoes. And also there's companies that just specialize on dance shoes only.
Good. So we got the shoes and the backup. Now, what about nutrition for dancers? What are some of the things that you could recommend or that you've seen amongst the dancers where they could make improvements in their nutrition?
Well, they could continue with the greens, you know, have a lot of greens, protein, a lot of protein, and just have a balanced diet all the way through and learn about it. Most of the time, since the foods nowadays, they don't have that much nutrition, so you have to supplement that, and just study the different nutritions that will help each other because each individual is different.
Yes, for sure. What about hydration and drinking water? Is that a big point?
If it's not dead water, great. But if it's dead water, stay away from it. And the purified water is not necessarily pure. You have to have ionization that has the energies, the electrolytes in it. Otherwise, drinking just water because it's sick of water is not enough. It has to be ionized and has a right pH balance.
Right. So do you have your own filtration system that you use to make your own water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what is that system called?
It's Aquatron. It ionizes the water and it filters and it takes out all the bad compounds out of it.
So you'd recommend that people either purchase this water or buy their own purification system so that they can use enhanced water that has the ideal pH?
Yeah, because the tap water is usually purified from sewage water, right? Or lakes that have been static. They're not moving. So the best water you can get is from the spring water that's coming down the mountain, and that's where it has all the light particles in it.
Yes. Now, I met you in California about a year ago. It was very nice to meet you.
That was great. It was my pleasure.
And I remember you being, quite tall and lean. So you're a naturally lean person? You've been lean all your life?
No, I have to stay to work out. Well, you know, dancing keeps me lean and not eating, overly eating to the bad stuff.
Right, so you have to so-called watch what you eat. What are some of your favorite foods that you enjoy that you think keep you lean and are ideal? If you're going to tell someone about an ideal diet, what kinds of foods would you recommend?
Oh, I think a lot of vegetables. I don't eat too much red meat. Once in a while, red meat, fine. But I do a lot of sushi. Sometimes I can feel the difference when I eat sushi. I have a little more energy. I don't know if it's recommended just raw food, but just discern of what your body calls for. It's always discern of what your body needs and go with it. Not all the time one eats the right thing. Stay away from fast foods.
So at your age, what are some of the changes that you're experiencing now emotionally and inwardly as a person? Are you finding that you have a better grasp of life? Are you more mature? Have you...
Oh, absolutely. I feel that every moment in this life we grow. Spiritually, especially, because we need to grow spiritually, and we need to go within, where the Father is within, not out there in a brick building somewhere.
What is all of this haste and waste and materialism and, you know, the stress that people are experiencing? Why is that, do you think?
Well, this is created that way. It's an illusion, I would think. So instead of reacting to it, just say, this too will pass, and trust the faith within, and that everything is going to be all right, because we are taken care of if we ask for it. You know, if we ask for within, it's there. There's nothing to worry about in life, really, no matter how it looks out there on the outer. Always go to the inner self within.
So in spite of what seems to be on the outside a sinking ship, within us we can find the resolution and the quietness and resolve the storm, bring the storm to an end?
Absolutely. Because all the other seemingly storms are created only as an illusion. And it seems real, of course, because it becomes very real. But on the other hand, if we just be calm and say, this too will pass, it'll pass. It's like dancing. You have to be in the moment. Be in the moment. What's happening out there, it's creative illusion.
Do you think now is a good time for somebody with an interest in dance to perhaps open a dance school? And what advice would you have for someone that maybe thinks, well, all this activity going on about dancing and now it's popularized on television, maybe I should start a dance school. Is that more difficult than it seems?
Oh, yeah. And also, you have to have the experience behind the dance in order to start a dance school, not just learn a few steps and then, oh, I know how to teach and teach. You have to be experienced. Like I said earlier, it's 5 to 10 to 20 years of experience to be able to really know what dance is all about. Even then, I remember a story that I quote to my students. It says there's a master karate champion that was world famous, world champion, and on his dying day, he says, they saw him on the dying moment, he saw him punching in the air. He says, now I get it. Now I get it. So you see, you never learn enough.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah.
Now, in the dance world today, what changes would you like to see made? Is there a lot of politics? Is there any changes that you would like to see within the dance community evolve or make?
Keep politics out of it and just be honest and with integrity and responsible for everything that happens, rather than just use it as a means for something else. Use it as a means to for good exercise, keeping young, being emotionally stable, and things like that. You know, like dancing is one, it's a dialogue of love and life, so you have to dance with that kind of feeling. And dancing is one of the arts that most influences the soul, and it's a gift of God.
That's very good advice, Felix. Now, are there any websites in particular that you enjoy visiting or that you would recommend for anybody interested in dance or learning more about dance?
You know, there's a lot of dancing on YouTube, tangos and so forth, and learn how to discern and see which ones it is, and then look for places in the community to find that. To find good instructors, good dancers, and good places to go dancing. Like in the tango community, it's spread all over the world. And I was recently in Europe and went dancing in Prague and Austria and Lisbon. It's wonderful.
Would you say that dance teachers are in demand everywhere?
I think so now, yeah. But be careful that for new students to discern and check them out. Because there's a lot of teachers out there, they're only a few steps ahead of you.
I see.
Tracy would know that. I observed a lot of students learning a dance, and then a week later, they're teaching it. And they don't know anything about what's happening. They're teaching their mistakes to them.
Yes, I think the same thing is true also with personal trainers in the gyms. They don't have that history, that backup, those years and years of actual experience. So you're saying that's very important to have.
Yeah, years and years of experience. That's the most important. That's what I recommend all new students to, or new dancers, to check it out.
Was there any particular dancer that you admired when you were younger that you wanted to be like?
Well, I never aspired to copy anyone. I just wanted to learn what they knew so that I can apply it, like George Zoric, one of the greatest dancers and a premier dancer in ballet, Maya Plotkina in the Russian ballet, in the ballet dance, and Lauren Anderhazy, Anna Andranova, and Yuskevich, Markarova, all those beautiful dancers. And then in Latin, I looked at different dancers like the world champions, the ballroom champions and things. And then I said, if they can do it, I can do it too. And that's how I went to that, but I'd never aspired to be like anyone. I just want to be dance like I would feel it.
And regarding your work with celebrities, is that something that you get nervous about? And do you enjoy working with some of these big name stars?
Oh, I love it. I love it. They listen more than anybody else. And it's great. It's great to work with them. I don't get nervous with them. You know, in fact, currently I'm working with Tommy Chung and his wife, especially. It's wonderful. She's so enthusiastic, and it's a pleasure to work with them. You know, Laura Herring was another fantastic little dancer, and she was Miss USA. And James Coburn, briefly I'd worked with him, but it's mostly his wife. And it's wonderful to dance, to work with him. As I look forward to, if a celebrity comes and they say, I want to learn to this, good, wonderful, let's do it.
So, Felix, would you agree that you're doing what you love, that you generate your revenue from doing what you love, and that that's one of the most important things in life for a man or woman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do what you love the most, whether it pays a lot or pays nothing, as long as it keeps bread on the table.
What happens if we don't do that? What happens to us on the inside?
Well, if you're doing something you hate because it's generating a lot of revenue, then it's going to eat you up, and you die sooner than you need to. Then you won't enjoy it.
And I guess these are things that only we can answer within ourselves, because we know them to be true or false.
Grow within, grow spiritually within, and trust the one and all.
That's wonderful. Wonderful advice. Well, Felix, our time is gone. I really appreciate you taking the time. And now we can add a professional dancer to our list of special guests. Do you have any final parting words of advice, of wisdom for people that are, I don't know, looking at their lives and wondering what it's all about?
Let come, let go, let be, let flow. In other words, don't let anything bother you. We're always in the moment, and look from within ourselves instead of with our eyes. You look through our eyes instead of with our eyes. Back of your eyes and look out from back there, and everything appears clear.
Felix Chavez has been our guest. He's an internationally renowned dance teacher and choreographer, and has been dancing and teaching for 52 years. Felix, we thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Corey, and it was a pleasure for me. Thank you. I could go on and on for many things, but, you know, time is of the essence.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.